Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club, Club 1080, Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
Man, we're behind.
Well, you know, the crab dip, it happens.
Yeah.
You know, crab dip is one of those things that I think is underappreciated, but when you get a good one, you know.
I agree.
You stick around the bowl.
Hey, there were a couple people that text about it. So I'll just corkscrew it in right here.
Sure, why not?
I was talking to Buck about this earlier, but we got to go to, I took my wife to Cannes on Saturday night.
I'm going for the first time on Friday.
For her birthday.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That place is out of sight.
Really?
It is really.
All that, because it's got a lot of hype.
Yeah, and we were talking about that. There's a reason it has all this hype. Like, it's just. You know, I just don't think the whole country is raving about this restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's the, what's the guy's name?
Gregory Gourdet.
Gourdet. It's his first restaurant. It's Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's from Haiti.
That would make sense. It would be a little weird if I opened my first restaurant and it was Haitian food.
Yes, he's from Burns, but it's Haitian.
It's delightful.
And it is, they called it the best new restaurant in the United States.
Yeah.
Written up in the New York Times. And so, you know, it's one thing if it's just one write-up, but, like, everybody is raving about this place.
Yes.
So we finally got in, and we had to try it, and let me tell you something. It does not disappoint.
Okay.
It is a flavor volcano. Everything is good.
Interesting.
And
I've never heard of a flavor volcano, but Bill Walton apparently approves.
Well, you know, picture like flavors coming out of a volcano, yeah, like spewing lava.
Spewing
it's like
out.
Everything is so good, and yeah. It's all very interesting stuff. So.
I've never had Haitian food.
I haven't either. That's what I think. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking maybe more like Creole French influence.
Sure.
Didn't really get that much, at least in my opinion.
Have you ever been
and
to
so,
a volcano?
Yeah, Haitian food, it's kind of fun, like sitting down, not even knowing what
yeah.
to expect.
Yeah.
So it was just, dude, that place is legit. You're going to love it.
Well, it's my third anniversary coming up this week, and I wanted to go to Olive Garden. She wanted to go to Cannes.
Hmm.
Well, because she's been to Cannes like three times.
So you met in the middle at Red Robin?
Yeah, yeah. We settled in there. No, apparently she went out, and we're going to Cannes.
Fantastic.
So I'll be having
dude, you're going
to
love it.
I'm still thinking that there's a chance that she boots me and goes with one of her other bougie friends because her and her friends, that's what they do. Remember, this is the one that she's got
yeah.
a friend
oh,
who
yeah.
spam, she does the spam yeah. reservations.
Very hard to get into.
Yes. And yet they've been three times since it's been open. So
I mean, you can get in.
Yes.
It's just you got to take the time to
yes.
go the route that it takes.
So while I'm supposed to finally go, because she's been with multiple groups and I've yet to be invited. So we'll see if I actually make the anniversary cut. Or if maybe at the last minute I just get told,
well, it'd be pretty controversial for her to go on an anniversary dinner with not her significant other.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, it's possible.
If anybody's going to do it, it's probably her. And leaving you out is like, I mean, Because she thinks all you're going to do is sit there and bitch about it's overrated or it's, this isn't that good or it's like overpriced or whatever. So I could see maybe there is a chance she leaves you at home.
I do like to threaten every time she makes a reservation at one of these at these really high-end places. I always like to threaten her that I'm going to stop. But like as we're driving, I'm like, I'll like pull in. I'm like, hold on, I'm going to get a chicken sandwich real quick in case this place isn't good. She does not find that humorous in any shape or form. She gets very, very aggressive and angry with me.
Well, it's the balls. Gourdet, and he was there, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was just in there.
Did you high-five him? Did you give him a little fist bump? Or
no, but, you know, these chefs, they're celebrities now.
I know.
You know, they're it's a big deal.
It's very weird now. The chefs are the new bad boys on the social scene.
But he was in there doing all the, you know.
There's like a neck tattoo now, and he's the bad boy of jerk chicken. He's ready to go.
I mean, he wasn't conducting interviews. He was actually in the kitchen, like, because the kitchen's open, you can see him.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And that's the other one now. You can't have the behind. You got to see it.
Yeah.
You got to see.
People want to see that.
Yeah, they want to see it.
And you can sit up at the bar to look in. Oh, not the bar with the booze, but the bar with the kitchen. You can sit there.
Now I've only done this
and watch them.
It's like that Scotch Lounge that's like underground.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Scotch Lounge.
Scotch Lodge. Scotch Lodge.
Yeah.
Right. We went to that place and we sat at the bar where you can watch the people making the food. I was very uncomfortable with that.
Well, that's just a regular kitchen, isn't it, back there?
Well, I mean, that's where they're making the food.
Well, I know, but it's not like that. Like, this is a...
Well, it just...
It's on display for you.
It threw me off, because I was
sitting... That's like just peeling back the curtain.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, and I got an old-fashioned in my hand, and literally, like, 6 inches in front of me, there's a dude working some meatballs, and then I'm like, do I talk to this man? Does he want me to converse with him? It was very...
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to you.
It was weird, but you're too close to not... Talk to them.
No,
they're right
wall.
There.
There's a wall.
There is no wall.
Yeah, well, I know, but there is. You're not supposed to. No, you don't make conversation with people in the kitchen.
It's
that if they're, I think that's a, you know, text in if I'm wrong. But I think when you sit, when they have an open kitchen and you can sit there and are close to the action.
Yeah.
I think it is understood that you
don't say anything.
You're not talking to them. They don't want to talk to you. They're busy.
I felt very weird. It's like when you're in the Uber and you don't know if the Uber driver, like, should you say something? Do you want to be silent? It threw me for a loop.
So I got to throw this out there. I threw this out there on Friday. But for those that want to get into Con, it's over in Southeast Portland. You have to be – so they put all of their reservations on their website at – I think it's noon – double check that.
The first,
it's noon on the 2nd of every month.
Yeah.
So coming up this week, when is the 2nd?
Thursday. So Thursday.
Thursday at noon.
And they book out.
You hop on there, and you got to be quick.
And you'll be booking a reservation for March.
Booking a reservation for March. Hmm. Yes, the month of March. So that's how they do it. If you want to get in there.
But I'm going to ask
you. And there were a lot of hots in there, too, by the way.
Well, of course.
I would just like to stay there.
Yeah, it goes
and
outside.
I mean just people dining. It was just like, it was the place to be.
Well, with now me coming, I'll be bringing an elevated sexiness to the
clearly.
Establishment yeah. when
I'm
sure I show.
Sure they'll love that.
Yes. My wife beater and beanie hat. But like someone saying, like, we went to a Benihana type place. There's a Japanese steakhouse on Division. Phenomenal. So I think it's called Tokyo House. Freaking great. You have, like, the whole thing is you're interacting with your guy. He's there cooking for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine going to one of those places and then I don't say anything? I'd be a psycho. Like, that's the whole point. He's there cooking for you. I'm not comfortable being that close to someone who's performing a task for me and
but
me
not. But it's not for you.
It is.
For the whole restaurant.
He's cooking my food.
Well, maybe you're not even eating.
Oh, I'm eating.
No, but I'm just saying, like, somebody that's sitting there could be not eating. It has nothing to do with the meatballs that he's working over. Have nothing to do with that person.
All I know is
I
ordered the duck. I'm watching him cook my duck, and I'm not. It's and then I feel like I can't really say anything because what if I don't like the duck? What if he's doing something that I think is a little weird? I can't say it. I can't because he's right there. I found the whole thing very weird.
Mm.
I don't like it.
I have three recommends for you. So Con is family style.
Yeah.
Get the butterfish. That's one of the starter things. It was extraordinary.
Okay.
So it's little pieces of white fish, and then they have ice on it, like shaved ice, and then they put the ingredient, like stuff on top of the ice that trickles down as it melts into the butterfish.
It's like a snow cone fish?
Freaking delicious. Mm.
Now, I'm guessing number two is the chicken tendies?
Number two is the grilled cheese. No. Number two was the salad. Believe it or not, the salad. Mm. And it's family style, so you just order a bunch of stuff for the whole... But if it's just you and her, you're gonna have, there's going to be some things you're not going to get.
Sure.
I recommend the short rib. That was the best thing on the menu.
Okay.
And all of it was tremendous.
Done and done. I like a good family style. You get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to try the butterfish on your recommendation.
Yeah, that's a starter. So that one will be easy. It's everything there is delicious. All right. Michael Jackson talk.
Hee-hee.
Again. A little cringy. Now more than a little cringy.
How in-depth are they going on this biopic pick?
Biopic pick.
I'm just combining them now because we can't decide which one to
biopic
call it.
Pick.
Biography like it. Picture.
So we're just shoving them all together.
621 on the fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, so who do you think is going to be playing Michael Jackson?
I can't imagine this is a role that's going to be highly coveted, right? I mean...
Yeah, some people would probably shy away from
it. Assuming, like, hey, would you like
the whole molestation thing.
Would you like to play a notorious pedophile? Alleged... And then look.
And there is that element of the alleged. Like, his family has always denied it. He always denied it.
Mm-hmm.
He
only paid out like $150 million in pedophile settlements, but you know.
Well, but those people can't say anything, right? Like, well, they can't. They got a bunch of money.
Dude. Ah.
So I think there is that element with some people that's like, well, you know, he never went to prison or anything.
Gosh.
He just was really creepy on an ABC interview with Martin Brashear. Remember that?
Well, and he didn't go to prison because he died before he could. And then let's also talk about the physical limitations of anyone that, like, The Rock can't play Michael Jackson. Like, you got to find...
Probably not.
And then are we...
That, to me, the list would have to be super short because he's so unique looking. I know you can do a lot with makeup,
well,
but...
Well, I'm also asking this. Don't we need... I'm assuming this covers a wide swath of his life. So a lot of times in these pictures, you get two. You get young whoever... And then you get, like, once they grow up. I'm guessing in Michael Jackson, we're going to need about four of these. We're going to need, like, four actors because we got to get young Jackson 5 Michael. And then we got to get teenage Michael that would lead up to, like, maybe Thriller. And then we need transition Michael, like, the bad record Michael, because that can't be played by the Thriller Michael. And then, unfortunately, we're going to need the Jewish mother, which was the end of his life. We're going to need a very white, pasty woman to play Michael Jackson. Maybe like a Kate Blanchett sort of thing. She played Bob Dylan, by the way, so she's got range. I'm going Kate Blanchett. She needs to be Michael Jackson.
No, it's only one.
That's a mistake.
And they do say that this is going to cover all aspects of Jackson's life, though it is unclear how it will address the many controversies involving the icon, given that this is being made in conjunction with his estate.
Oh, get ready to whitewash the S out of this. Whether you think he did it or not, which...
Well, of course he did.
He did.
But do you have to put that in there?
I would like to see how you address the fact that he commonly had sleepovers with children in his bed, gave them alcohol, which is not... like you can't deny that. That happened.
No, hot milk and cookies.
And Jesus juice. And there was an alarm on his door.
That's the thing that always got me.
I would like that. I would like to know how they explain away in this wonderful, fun-filled Christmas time movie for everyone, the alarm on his bedroom door. Really? Yeah. Okay.
Well, it will be... playing Michael Jackson will be none other than his own nephew, Jafar Jackson.
Ah.
Who is Jermaine's son. One of Jermaine's sons. And he is actually a singer. He released his first single in 2019 called Got Me Singin'. And okay. he looks like Mike. Young Michael.
He looks like Thriller Michael Jackson.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because he doesn't look like young Michael.
Well, he
but
is
he looks
young.
Like he looks like Thriller Michael. How on earth are they going to get him to play? Let's say the more controversial Michael.
Well, it said that. Who's the? Oh, this King guy, Graham King.
Yeah.
He's the one who did Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which also whitewashed a ton of Queen dirt.
He's doing this.
Okay.
And he met Jafar, and he said, I met him over 2 years ago, and I was blown away by the way he organically personifies the spirit and personality of Michael Jackson.
Mm.
It was so powerful that even after conducting a worldwide search, it was clear that he is the only person to take on this role. I'm beyond thrilled.
And the only one who's willing to do it, mainly because he's not famous and he's related to Michael. So, look, this thing is going to be such a hunk of crap. I want them...
it'll be really good.
No,
Didn't you think Bohemian Rhapsody was good?
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody was good. It in no way had anything that was remotely true in it, but...
Well, it did have some things that were true. Look, it's just a movie. So, I mean, you don't have to have everything in there.
A
Michael Jackson movie could be good without the molestation stuff.
Well, here's my problem that it's kind of a big part. And are we going to deal with the plastic surgery? Or are we going to deal with the fact that he tried to make himself into Peter Pan? Because, again, this is the part I have with, and someone has said that Ken Jennings of Jeopardy fame.
Yeah.
He said the other day, Ken Jennings said biopic.
Oh, really?
And if Ken Jennings says biopic.
That's probably a good way to.
It's biopic. This is the issue that I have with biopics. I understand that, like with Michael, right? Okay, you're not going to deal with the molestation stuff. You're like, we're just not going to deal with it. Okay, you want to eliminate a major piece of his life that took up the last 20 years, and that's all anyone from a certain point thought about him. That's a pretty bold move. But I get it. Maybe you cut it off with just like after bad. You're like, well, this is where we're going to end it. We're going to take a small piece of it. Because they do that sometimes. Like in the Ali biopic with Will Smith, which I thought was really well done.
Oh, yeah.
They stopped it after the Rumble in Jungle. That was like, this was it. We're covering this portion of his life. And, you know, he was a notorious womanizer and they touched on it a little bit. But, you know, they sanitized a little bit because obviously they're trying to make him look good. And I get that. But what bothers me is when you change history. You can omit some stuff. You can choose not to focus on the womanizing of Ali. You can choose to not focus with the Freddie Mercury one about how they really did not want to deal a lot with the gay orgy thing. Like they definitely were uncomfortable with that. Yeah, I don't know why. And so the Michael thing, that's fine. You can not want to deal with the molestation thing. You cannot focus on it. But when you change history, when you have a really, really good story like you have with Freddie Mercury, and then you just make stuff up, you just absolutely change the course of a band's history, which, by the way, wasn't ancient history. It only happened, you know, 40 plus years ago, where there's people around to be like, well, that didn't happen. Well, that's not even close to what happened there. You're taking something that happened 8 years earlier and trying to make it after he had AIDS. Like, all of these things, it drives me nuts.
Why?
Because that's
why,
not...
Why does that bother you?
Because that's not a biography.
No, it's not. You're right.
Then don't call it that. And what,
yeah, okay, that's fair. But I think that...
That'd be like if you seen Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
Good movie.
But that is if Quentin Tarantino came out and was like, I'm going to tell you the story of World War II. No, you're not.
Yeah, right.
You're making it up.
No, I think all that's fair.
And it jams me up when we do movies about characters, whether it's Johnny Cash or Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston or whatever. I don't mind you focusing on stuff, but to me, the fact that you are changing, fundamentally changing history and then presenting it as this is this person's life, I think that's horse bleep.
Yeah. I mean, I just view it the other way. It's like, one, I don't care. I don't have to watch the movie, so whatever. They can put out whatever they want.
Yeah.
It doesn't, I mean, if I think it's horse bleep, I won't watch it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also know that it's not a documentary. I mean, it's done by his estate.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I'm getting into. I still think you can have an entertaining movie about Freddie Mercury and Queen John Wayne, who
was... Sure.
Awful.
Yeah, very problematic.
Or Michael Jackson. Like, all these guys are problematic, right? Yeah. But you can still learn about what they did and what they brought to the table, entertainment-wise or otherwise, and I can still enjoy it. I think it could still be well done. So it doesn't really bother me that it's... Because I know the real story of Michael Jackson. I get it. Yeah. I probably won't watch this for that reason.
Yeah, this is mine. This is
to me... It doesn't really... Like, you're wasting time worrying about something that, like...
I don't know if it's wasting time. It's just one of those where I think there is something very disingenuous about it. But, I mean, everyone's going to have a slant on whatever movie they're making. But I also feel like a lot of these, it's a little bit why people get upset at the Saudis. Like, when what do they call it? Sports washing? It's like the Michael Jackson estate. It's like, hey, let's try to squeeze a few more dollars out of this by trying to polish this turd. Of a very problematic, we'll just erase that and pretend it didn't happen. We'll move some other stuff around and present it as, hey, we have this great guy. And I don't know, I feel that that's, oh, that leaves a bad taste in my mouth that you're making blood money off of a problematic situation.
Well, we have a guy here who's texting in who wants to make a biopic about you, and you'll be played by a gay Mexican salsa dancer.
Hell yeah.
Which I think is right.
Let's go. Maybe like a Ricky Martin. Hey, if you get Ricky Martin to play me, I'm all for it. I'm going to look fantastic in that.
Like, if you tell the story of Sukanik and do not add January 6th.
What are we doing?
What are we even doing here?
But this guy said they changed history in every school in this country. Agreed. And that's why that bothers me, too.
We do it all the time.
I know, but that I'm not a... And maybe this is even a bigger... You're getting into a bigger, like... thing for me of why this bothers me so much. That bothers me. It bothers me when we know the truth of something and how it went down, and then we openly just be like, that's not the way we're going to tell it because we like this version better. There's something that bothers me about that in all aspects. More so in the way we teach history, but certainly that bleeds over into some of these movies. That being said, I'll bet you some of the performances in that thing are going to be great.
In the Jackson one?
Yeah, I will say this. One of the reasons I do kind of like seeing those movies is that even if I don't particularly dig on the movie itself, they have gotten so good now. Some of those recreate, those performances are really good. And I don't know, hopefully this kid does, but the Elvis movie?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Austin Butler was phenomenal. And he sang his own. Freddie Mercury, they didn't. That was, why can't I think of his name? Mr. Robot.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek. And I know that wasn't him singing because you can't recreate Freddie's voice, but the performances, like when they did Live Aid and that thing was incredible. Johnny Cash, they did a really good job. So I like seeing that part of it. Those are the parts that I don't...
Well, wait. Didn't What's-His-Nuts sing as Johnny Cash?
Yeah, he did.
Joaquin Phoenix?
And so did Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. They were great.
And I like watching... Those parts of those, I think, are really entertaining to see someone try to recreate iconic moments and performances like that.
Well, this guy, you know, he is a Jackson, so maybe he'll have some of that Jackson swagger.
I hope so. Because from that standpoint, you know, there's some performances there that would be incredible to see, you know, redone. You know, the was that the Grammys where he did the moonwalk for the first time, Billie Jean, the hat, the glove, threw it all. I mean, that's as an iconic moment as you could have.
This guy's right on the text. At least Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter got it right.
Damn right. I appreciate that. I appreciate being authentic.
All right, open Seggy next. Here's Buck.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, hold on. I'm watching a viral
video.
Yeah,
every time I look, or I looked over there, and there's like a kid crying. What are you watching?
Yeah, yeah, it's a video.
Why is there a kid whining over there?
Well, there's a Karen.
Yeah, Karen.
Yeah, this has gone viral. It's a Karen who's this little girl. She looks maybe four-ish. Was chalk drawing on the parking lot of her. I don't know. Looks like maybe they're in an apartment complex of some sort. And this Karen comes out with the hose and
no, for God's sake,
sprays it off. She doesn't like it, and so the and then the little girl's crying.
Yeah, there was one of those going around that I saw yesterday where some girls were watering the plants outside of two little black girls were watering the plants outside of a really nice house, and Karen comes walking by and says that she needs a name, a phone number, and some ID because it doesn't look right. And there, and of course, you know, people start yelling at her, as well they should, because mind your own business. The poor little girls are watering the plants for a family friend who's out of town. But of course, Karen takes it upon herself to, you know, make sure that those 8-year-olds watering the plants aren't up to no good. They're casing the joint. It's a fine line between minding your own business and, you know, being a giant.
Exposing yourself?
Yeah. I mean, because look, if someone's breaking into someone's house, I certainly would want someone to, you know, to do something about it. But these I'm going to protect my neighborhood. By the way, they're usually really nice, affluent neighborhoods where there is no crime, where they're like, not in my neighborhood, not here, not on my watch. It's like in Westland where they called the cops on that poor guy who was an Amazon delivery driver who was just driving around in a van delivering packages.
He did have a crappy van.
he had a beat up van, and they're like, no van like that delivers in West Lynn. You get yourself a nice Mercedes Sprinter van, or you go deliver out in Gresham. It's like,
well,
come
look,
on.
They're not messing around, man. Got to protect the kids.
Biting the asses.
Freaking you never know when the next perp is lurking around the corner.
Well, you know, I'm a little sensitive to that because I've told the story where the old lady called the cops on me for walking in my neighborhood.
Well, look at you.
I'm not allowed to walk.
Look at you. I don't want you in my neighborhood.
I'm walking. Early in the morning, going on a walk. Well, that's not right. He can't be. There's no way he's walking early in the morning.
I will say, though, you know, it is funny. Because when I see people walking around in my neighborhood, I'm certainly sizing them up.
Really?
Oh, totally.
Really?
Oh, totally.
Because, like, anyone in your neighborhood or just people you don't recognize?
Well, our neighborhood's not a very... I don't live in a... I don't know. You guys know Portland. It's very Portland.
Yes.
So it's very... It's
eclectic.
Weird.
Yeah, I get it.
And there's a weed shop right across the street. And so maybe that's right there. I'm showing my... But...
What's the male Karen? Rob's a Chad.
Hey, look, I'm watching, man. I'm watching. And sometimes I see people... I was just thinking, like, what would I think if you just walked by my street? I see way worse than you.
Right? Like,
but
what is it about me besides my general...
Well, to an old lady, you're a white supremacist.
But I'm in an all-white old person neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe she'd like. Maybe she likes you.
Right? Like, she's trying to invite me to the Klan rally later on. That's the part that it's just... Like, I get it if you're doing something suspicious, but this happens a lot, that if you walk late or you walk early around my neighborhood, the olds, like, will come out. Like, you'll see the blinds open. Like, they open the door. And, like, they're about to catch you doing something.
I just want you to know they're watching.
You're walking. You're literally walking. And half the time, more than half the time, I'm walking with a dog.
They don't know that.
And this is my other thing, is you would think that the dog is the dead giveaway that I probably live around here. And you know what I'm doing? I'm walking my dog. Also, let me just go one step further, because the olds aren't even the worst ones. It's the moms with the kids at the bus stops.
The Karens.
I promise you.
Yeah, they are. I've walked by the bus stops before.
I promise you that my whole goal is not to be walking my two dogs at 7:45 and then snag little Johnny from the bus stop with the four other kids that are there and then somehow run away, because I don't have a car. It's just me. And then my dogs are my apparently they'll maul anyone that's trying to stop me. And then I run away with Johnny to my home in the neighborhood where everyone knows that I live, because I walk there every day. And yet Karen is constantly like a hawk, you know, just badgering you about what you're doing. I just, the amount of fear and just weird, it's just paranoia. I just don't get it. Mm-hmm. And we don't live in a bad neighborhood. I don't live
in... They watch the news, man.
But what? Like, I'm not in Chicago. There's no shootings in my neighborhood.
That's not fair.
Actually, it is kind of fair. Chicago, everyone's getting shot.
They watch Fox News, bro.
But that mentality out there is...
Portland's on fire. Don't you know?
Is that what it is? Like, this lady here, she watches a video, but...
Yeah, yes, of course. The news preys upon fear. It's not just Fox News, it's all of them. That's a very... common human emotion.
So they just are all charged up, and so they're just, it's
well, everybody
coming.
Everybody has it to some degree, and the news perpetuates it. Yeah, of course. That's what it's all about.
And that's, do you sit down?
That's why they, what are they, what's the whole, if it doesn't bleed?
If it bleeds, it leads.
If it bleeds, it leads. That's why, because people,
I want to see you on your lawn, like now, like a lawn chair, just telling people to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it,
the other day.
You just keep it, keep it moving.
I don't think you were on the show. I think it was just me and Lynch. A guy walks by.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace. Peaches, rest on the peaches. A guy walks by my front or my house, and I'm out front, and I see him, and I think nothing of him, but I did notice, like, what he was wearing or whatever. I'm like, okay, there's a guy.
Yeah.
Not 2 minutes later, the cop pulls up, and he walks up to my gate, my fence, and I'm like, oh.
The copper?
Yeah.
They're finally on to you.
Yeah.
They finally caught Lil Rob.
So your head, all of a sudden in your head, like, what did I do? Couldn't be that. Oh, it's probably that. Oh, wait, no, it may be that too. No, and he goes, have you seen a guy walking around here in a blue shirt? And I'm like, dude, just walked right up there. Just saw him.
Really?
Turns out he beat the crap out of his wife.
Interesting.
And ran off.
So you were suspicious.
Exactly.
And you were right.
And I was right.
These Karens are on to something. From now on, anyone that walks by your home, assume that they're doing something illegal, and you go up to them and you confront them.
It's not every, don't confront them, and it's not every person, but you got to keep your eyes peeled these days.
I'm actually surprised that more Karens and Chads just don't get the living tar beat out of them. Like, I'm waiting for one of these videos where the Karen walks up and is like, I demand to know what you're up to. And the person just rears back and just, they're actually going to confront a criminal instead of the delivery driver. And the criminal is going to be like, yeah, I am a criminal. And by the way,
I ain't got time for this.
Yeah, I don't have time for this. So I'm going to pistol whip you and then actually rob you of your cell phone right now. And we'll see you later. That's the other thing. If you're Karen and you're confronted, what are you going to do if you actually confront? That's mine, too. Like, when the old person or Karen, you know, approaches me. What if I really was a violent criminal?
Well, but see, I don't think it's...
What is your end game in that situation?
Well, she's going to call the police.
She's probably going to get the living tar beat out of her because I'm a criminal.
Yeah, but most of the time it's not that. The Karens are like I said, the little girl with the chalk or the little girls watering the plants. It's more that. It's more the racism, you know?
As opposed to the fear.
Which is fear as well.
Yeah. All tied into one.
It's all tied into one. All things, comes back to fear.
Things are going great.
But that's an age-old human. I mean, there's nothing new about that.
It's just
it's stirred up. Yeah. People stir it up.
Well, and now we get to see it because it's, you know, all the first thing anyone does is, you know, world star. We get out the phones and no one wants to help anyone, but we'll film anything. Sure. I'm not going to help you, but I'll film the hell out of this.
All right. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, I see Andrew Nemec out there, which means he's coming up next.
There's Cruton coming.
Here's John. Hello. What up?
I would like to announce that I'm down to my final 8 teams, and I will announce those live tomorrow.
Man. Well, except when then you go to – you got to really start from like 17, then break it down to 12, then 8, then like 6, then 1, then change your mind, then go somewhere, and then have your NIL deal fall through, and then go back to one of the others.
Now, if you were paying attention, Big Sook, and you should have been, you would know that I announced my top 17 last week.
Now you're down to 8.
I'm going down to my top 8, but I'm not announcing them now. I'm announcing them tomorrow. So tune in.
Man, I can't wait.
Did you see? Speaking of me announcing my, did you see the JV girls basketball coach that impersonated the player? Did you guys see that? Talk about that.
No,
but I did see that story.
I have not seen the
but
story.
We have not discussed it. No,
let's talk about it.
Yeah,
this happens from time to time.
Yeah, in high school in Virginia, I believe there was a JV basketball coach. He's 23. And I guess their star player – now, this is girls' JV basketball, but their star player
– high stakes.
was going to miss a game. And she was off doing something else. And so this coach put on her uniform and went out and played in the game. And apparently nobody knew till afterwards. And there's footage of her, like, swatting shots into the third row and like, dunking. And I'm like – really? It's JV basketball. You're 23, and you dress up and go out there and suit up? Come on.
Yeah, show some kids what's up. I like the idea that there's a star JV basketball player somewhere.
Well, my question for you two, fine gentlemen, is what would be the high school sport that would be funniest if both of you two decided to try to impersonate a player and go out there and do it? Because I have a thought on either one.
If us specifically,
yeah,
me and
brother,
Zook?
If my brother decided to impersonate a high school athlete and go try to play a sport, well, not what he would be best at, what would be funniest?
I think Zook's would be diving.
my little speedo up there?
And mine would probably be football.
See, I went with my brother. I went with wrestling.
Okay, that's good.
Just the beard and the hair and the tats, and he's in a singlet, and he wanders out there to wrestle little Davey in a JV.
Let's go, Dave!
And I don't really know why, Rop, but for you, it would be track and field for me. I just want to see you out there in a little track singlet, loosening up, getting ready to run like the 110 high hurdles against some JV. I just think that'd be hilarious.
The hairy arms. I would like to believe there's a cigarette involved in this somehow.
Clearly. So,
what would it be for you? Well, you're so big. What would it be? Like tennis?
Maybe tennis. Like
that would be pretty good.
What if I just wandered out there in some little white tennis shorts and I'm just like, all right, let's do this.
Racket in hand.
I could play doubles with a real high school kid, and I'd be like, look, I'm not moving from this spot, so anything in this general area, you better get to it.
I can't believe no one noticed. Like, she would, I mean, I don't nobody think, knows right? what the star player looks like?
It's JV women's basketball. I don't, that crowd was three people.
And not one of them knew?
Not one of them knew.
And I guess they found out now, and she's been fired, and they canceled the rest of the season.
Of course.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing now.
All right, have a good night. Love your hot body.
All right. See you guys.
Now I'm not going to lie. I'm picturing you in different high school track events, and I'm loving it. Like you with a pole vault. You going over to, like, the high jump.
Well, I did do some track back in the day. I was a fast little white kid.
It would be amazing. The gray beard.
Now I'm old and like, fat.
What are you talking about? I'm 18.
What do you mean? This is my event.
Which one would be? Oh, well, I'm all three of us. The idea of anyone passing for a high school
maybe
athlete.
The long jump? it would not go over well.
I'm big for my age. We'd have to shave at least, you know.
Yeah.
Shave the beard.
All right, Nemec next. We're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.